Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Vavam Abeis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Vavam Abeis. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, Ma'ishchan es ha'mayim ilon ilon, and on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to draw water from one tree to another, it's a davar ha'avid, it's like a stay base ha'shlachin, and therefore it's a mutzer. V'vachal yishka es kol ha'sada. But you can't water the entire field, the rest of the field is a stay base ha'bal, it doesn't need your water, it'll be nice, it's arvacha, but it's not a davar ha'avid, it's not a hefsid, and therefore it's aser. Zraim shalei shasa lefnei ha'mayid l'yashkin b'mayid. If you have zraim that you didn't water them before Chol HaMoed, so then you're never allowed to water them on Chol HaMoed, because being that they're not used to getting watered anyway, so they don't need you to water it. V'chachamim matirin b'zeh u'b'zeh. And the chachamim say, no, it's always mutter, that you're allowed to water it, even harvacha, like we mentioned on Beis Amud Aleph, this is the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who allows even watering a stay Beis HaBaal on Chol HaMoed, because even harvacha is mutter. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda explains that this, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, that you're not allowed to water the entire field, because it's a stay Beis HaBaal, it might say stay metunenes mutter. But if it's a naturally moist field that suddenly got dried up, so then it needs your assistance. Then it needs you to water it, and there it will be a davar avid, and it will be mutter to water it on Chol HaMoed. Tanya Amihachi, we learned in the Brice like this as well. They only answered watering the field if they didn't get watered until now on Chol HaMoed. But if they already got watered before the Mayid, so then it's mutter lashkaisam b'mayid, it's mutter b'yadav ha'avid, it would be mutter to water them on Chol HaMoed. V'mayis ha'stei metunenes, mutter. And if it's a stei metunenes, a naturally moist field that got suddenly dried up, so then you're always allowed to water the field, because again, that would be a davar avid. V'ein mashkin stei garid, you can't water a field that's naturally dry, it's used to not getting a lot of water, because again, that would not be a davar avid, it doesn't need you, it would be nice, it would make the crops better, but it doesn't need you, and therefore you cannot do that b'mayid, you cannot do that in Chol HaMoed. V'chamim matirim b'zeh u'b'zeh, and v'chamim say it's all mutter, because again, they're matter even harvacha. Now, Amar Ravina said that Shema Mina, you see from this that the Chachamim are matter, a stay garid, they're matter even harvacha, that hay tarbitza shari le tarbute b'chula de mayada. That the garden, you're allowed to lightly water it on Chol HaMoed, because stay garid my taima, because what's the reason why you're allowed to water a stay garid? Because there's harvacha, da afla mishavu le charfa. The things that would have sprouted late are now going to sprout earlier. Hachanami afla mishavu le charfa. So to buy the garden, there's harvacha, there's the late sprouters will now sprout earlier, and therefore it's mutter. Now, Tan Rabban, we learned in the Braisa that Marbitan stay lavan b'shvias, aval loy b'mayid. So even though you're allowed to water a stay lavan, which is synonymous with a stay Beis HaBaal, you're allowed to water it on Shemitah, which we'll get to more soon, but you're not allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to water it, again, because it's not a davar avid, it's not a hefsid, it's just harvacha. Ask the Gemara, v'atanya Marbitan b'in b'mayid b'in b'shvias, we learned in the Braisa that you're allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed. So Amravuna le'kasha, harab le'az ben Yaakov, the first braisa, which says it's aser because it's just arvacha, that's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The second braisa, which says it's mutter, that's the chachamim, that's Rabbi Meir, who says that even arvacha is mutter on Chol HaMoed. Now, Tani Idach, we learned in another braisa that marbitan stay love and erev shvias kedei sheyetzi yirakos b'shvias. And even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees that you're allowed to water a field before Shemitah so that the crops should grow on Shemitah. Because being that the malacha was done before Shemitah, that's mutter. V'loyoy, not only that, ala shemarbit and stay lavan b'shvias kedei sheyetzi yirakos l'matzei shvias. You're even allowed to do malacha of watering your field on Shemitah so that the crops should grow on matzei Shemitah during the 8th year. The only thing that's a problem is if you do the malacha during the 7th year and the te'elis from the malacha, the crops grow during the 7th year as well. That's the only time it's aser. But to water it during the 6th or to water it in the 7th in a way that it grows in the 8th, so then that's going to be mutter. Now says the Mishnah that when it comes to the iser of trapping on Chol HaMoed, so trapping is one of the lametes malachis, ba'atzim it's aser to trap on Chol HaMoed, but again, for davar ha'aved, it'll be mutter. So tzadin es ha'ishas v'sa'akbarim, you're allowed to trap a weasel, a cholda, or we'll see actually soon in the Gemara that's referring to what type of animal this is, and ishas v'sa'akbarim and mice, you're allowed to trap these animals, mistei ha'ilan and mistei ha'lavan, both from mistei ha'ilan, and also from mistei ha'lavan, a stei beis ha'baal, which typically we say is usually just harvah, bracha, that's when it comes to watering it. It doesn't need your help to water it. But if you have an animal in it that's eating its crops, so then you could trap it kedarka even in its normal way, b'mayid u'b'shvias, both during Chol HaMoed and during Shemitah, it's a davar aved, and therefore it will be mutter. B'chachamim, who really in the Gemara we'll see is Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda aimer, that misteha ilon kedarka, when it comes to a steha ilon where there's a big hefsid, so then you could do it even kedarka, misteha lavan, when it comes to a steha lavan, which is less hefsid, so then you could only water it, then you could only trap the animal, shalai kedarkai, you could only do it in a not normal way, you cannot use a ma'isa uman. Now, new halacha, that if you have, let's say, the fence around your field that got knocked down a shtickle, so umakrin is a pirtza b'mayid, you could fix the pirtza on Chol HaMoed to prevent people from being able to go into your field, and it would be a davar avid, so you could fix the broken wall. Ubishviyaz b'ayna kedarkai, on shmita, where there's no isra malacha, you could even l'chadchila go ahead and build a whole new wall around your field on Shemitah. Now, my ishus, what is this animal of an ishus? I'm Rav Yehuda. It's a barrier, she'en lo yinayim. It's an animal that does not have eyes. I'm a Rava bar Yishmael, v'item Rav Yemer bar Shlamiya, my crow. Where do we know this from the pasuk, that ishus is an animal that doesn't have eyes, that can't see? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, k'may shabul temes yalach nefel, eishas balchazu shemesh. So the ikar is the end of the pasuk. It says, eishas balchazu shemesh, that the ishus doesn't see the sun, it doesn't have eyes. Now, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braiso. So first, the exact halacha that our Mishnah said, that Sadin es ha'ishus v'sahakbarim mistei lavan mistei ilan kedarkei. So Mam is just like the Tanakama of our Mishnah said, that you're allowed to trap an ishus or akbarim from your field, whatever type of field it is, even in its normal way. Now, adds the Braiso, u'machriven chayrin emelim. You're even allowed to be tireyach and destroy an antol that's in your field, that's ruining your field. You could destroy the antol. Ketza machriven, so how do you destroy it? Rashim b'gamliel aimer, maybe offer mechorzeh, but now you send the teichorzeh. You take dirt from a different ant hole, and you put it into this hole, vein chinkin zedzeh. When they smell this new dirt, they panic, and they start killing each other. Now, I'm Rav Yemir v'Shlami, mishmeid abaye, v'udukai betray every nahara. It has to be that the two holes are separated by a body of water, and therefore the ants from this hole don't ever go to the other hole, and therefore they're not used to the smell of the other dirt. V'hudu like a gishra. It has to be that there's no bridge connecting the two sides of the water. V'hudu like a gamla, where there's no plank. V'hudu like a mitzra, there's no rope. The point is that these ants have never been to the other side. That's when this trick will work. And ad kama, and even when there's no bridge, there's no plank, there's no rope, how far away do the holes have to be that they don't recognize the smell? It's ad parsa, it has to be a parsa away. Then they won't recognize the smell, and then when you put the dirt from this hole into the other one, the ants won't recognize it, and they'll be chinkin zadza.